Joshua, welcome to Talk Satellite here at Satellite 24 in Washington.
Thanks, Kevin. Nice to be with you.
Can you give us more detail on Reticulate Micro as a company? How you established, funding?
Yeah, thanks. So Reticulate Micro was founded in June of 2022, or spun out of another firm that had broad communications focus, and this was specifically born out of a need for extreme video compression and delivering that capability to the market. Thus far, we've been mostly funded by, it's private equity funding, and so high net worth individuals, retail investment, all private up until this point. It raised about $6.4 million, all private, again, all high net worth individuals, and everyone that's invested is extremely supportive of the company, not just in the business aspect, but our mission focus in delivering our capabilities to our customers. We're located in Palm Bay, Florida, kind of the heart of the Space Coast. It was convenient for me because that's where our corporate headquarters is, and from there, we've got a global team. Really, we've got a presence in the Midwest, in California, the West Coast, internationally as well, in Europe.
Your main focus is on the defense. What does your offering bring to this sector?
Our core focus, again, our initial launch for our technology was, the focus is video compression, extreme video compression. So being able to send high quality HD video over any transport possible. And really that mission focus is born out of my own time supporting Naval Special Warfare and that whole community, the tip of the spear, if you will. And many of my friends and colleagues didn't make it back from many missions. And I contend had they had this type of technology, maybe more of them would have come home. So this hits close to home for me. And most of our team is prior military and has a very similar aligned focus as well. So that's really the core focus and how the company was started, was bringing this extreme video compression, high quality video over any transport possible to really democratize video and get it out to the edge, to those end users where it's most important.
How about major achievements so far?
Yeah, so some of those major achievements, being able to send video over those super small connections. So think long ago where you would have those AOL dial-up speeds, the You've Got Mail announcement, and those connections, 56K dial-up speeds, where if you wanted to look at an image, you'd have that line. It would show up one line at a time, and you'd have to wait patiently for maybe a minute to get a single image. Well, those types of connections can now, with our technology, support live video streaming. And so one of our most extreme examples is a few weeks ago, we passed video over UHF TACSAT using the HPW waveform. A significant achievement, never been done before, or truly record-breaking capability. And prior to that, we've also tested over other similar small throughput, small bandwidth transports, like Inmarsat's L-band, wideband streaming L-band, the LTAC connection as well. So, and then a whole bevy of mesh network connections too that are used by our customers. Recently expanded the team, publicly announced that we have Reticulate Space, which is a segment of our business that's really focused on SATCOM technology development. And what we've done is we've taken our Vision OS platform that was started and created to curate our video encoders. And so if we have a customer that buys 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 of these video encoders, how do they configure them, monitor them, make sure that they have all the right software upgrades and patches and so on and so forth? We've now taken that same core technology and now applied it to satellite communications, where we're able to enable the remote management and control of satellite terminals, monitoring their health and status, and bringing that back to a single pane of glass user experience. And so that's our first offering from Reticulate Micro under the auspices of Reticulate Space. And don't be surprised if in the very near future you might see some multi-constellation, multi-orbit orchestration and satellite connectivity technologies as well.
How about partners and route to market?
Yeah, so we do have most of our route to market right now. We have agreements with value-added resellers and channel partners. We've got a few that have been established and more that are forming. We do have several partners in industry. Some we can't really talk about because some negotiations are underway. One of our partners is a company called Nantenna. Very close and symbiotic relationship with them. They make probably arguably the world's best UHF TACSAT antenna, high performance in a small form factor. And that was actually used during our UHF TACSAT demonstration with the Army customer a few weeks back.
What's next?
Yeah, what's next? All sorts of good things. And so it's honestly been a dizzying experience. We've achieved massive positive response from the market. Yeah, obviously, the video encoder segment, customers that need that video compression for both commercial broadcasts and in the defense sector. We've been pulled into potentially some healthcare implementations and where our image compression is also applicable potentially for that industry. We received some positive response from that. Obviously, in the satellite communication space, for both commercial and defense response there too. So massive responses in those places. And so what's next? We'll have to wait and see. There's not too much I can really say right now other than what we released, but the sky's the limit. We've got tons of opportunity on the horizon.
Joshua, we wish you every success.
Thank you so much, Kevin.